being a compere in a comedy club, obviously it's a tough job, but part of it is to make sure that crowd is absolutely ready for what they're about to experience, and that's never easy. Every gig's different.
Yeah, it is, but it's also what makes me laugh every time I MC is that someone in the crowd will walk up to me after and say, "Yeah, mate, you're really good at this. You should try doing it for a living." They never think the compere's a professional comic.
Yeah, it's why it's yes night. I just walked in, Gov.
It is, yeah, but it is that thing that when you're the MC, you're kind of half comic, half friend of the crowd.
Yeah.
So it is a slightly different dynamic, but I just do it all. Same way, I have a laugh, you can tell me, and once I start talking, I can't shut up, can I? I'm sure you've got a record to play.
Hey, that's where I got this job, Paul, don't worry about that. Is there a key to being a good comedy compere?
I don't think so, other than the fact that you have to take everything that happens on the night with a pinch of salt, and you have to keep a smile on your face. Because as long as you've got a smile on your face, and you look like you're having a good time,
yeah,
it's easy for the crowd to go with you. And I can't imagine myself not having a great time at Showtime Tenerife on Saturday night.
I can almost see it, changing the Twitter, as appeared at Showtime Tenerife.
Exactly.
Can I ask you an honest question, if you give me an honest answer?
Well, I don't know the question yet.
What did you do to Lorraine Kelly?
Oh, no, it was more to do with Britain's Olympic bid. Right, when Manchester went for the Olympics.
No.
I thought it was a rubbish idea. And Australian TV heard about it and said, "Would you be prepared to come on Australian TV and say that you thought it was a bad idea for Manchester to have the Olympics?" But I've got no problem with that at all. It was the Olympics that went to Sydney.
Right.
So anyway, they do this thing, and it turned out Bobby Charlton hated me for it. Linford Christie thought I was bang on, and Lorraine Kelly thought I was a naughty young man who deserved his smack on his bottom.
Well, that's not as bad as I thought it was going to end up, because, you know, Lorraine can be a bit racy.
No.
Okay.
No.
Glad we got that one sorted out.
Fine.
Look, the idea of Manchester hosting the Olympics, you could almost do a whole set on that, couldn't you?
Well, most comics on the circuit did at the time, and the standard joke was that they just hoped that they didn't have the 100 metres in Moss Side, because when the gun went off...
Hey!
You can guess the way.
Broom! You see, comedy's not that hard. You can write a gag on the back of a fag paper.
Oh, it's easy. You don't really need to come over. Just get three blokes off the beach. That'll do it.
Let me tell you, there's lots of blokes on the beach at the moment. Look, the Tenerife Comedy Club, we've been doing this, 4 or 5 years now. There's lots of guys that have come over here and they've wanted to come back and have come back. It's a different sort of gig. It's a different sort of event for you guys, and must break things up. It must be something you've been looking forward to for a while.
It's fun. It's a really fantastic adventure whenever you get the chance to play abroad, even though you're most likely going to be playing to mostly British expats. Just the idea of doing gigs in other countries. It's like anything. If someone says to you, "Oh, will you go and DJ somewhere else for a week or so?" You go, "I'd love to."
Hey, let me tell you, if I could do this job in Droitwich, I'd be delighted. I don't know why I always give Droitwich a tough time. I'm sure you've digged that.
It's because it's got a fantastic name.
Yes.
Any place in the UK that looks like it's spelt a bit wrong is worth going to.
Yeah, in fact, I think I blame Ben Elton for that. There's the classic line, isn't there, in Blackadder 2, when the old man says to Kate, "For the final time, your mother's alive and well and living in Droitwich." It's just something that just makes you laugh. Paul, when did you get to fly over? When did you come and join us?
We're flying over... what day is it today?
I think it's Thursday.
It's Thursday. We're flying over on Friday. So we will be at large on Friday night.
So what you're saying is that you're going to be out on Friday?
I'm going to be... What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be babysitting incognito on Friday night. That's what I'm going to be doing.
That is an impossible task.
I've done it before.
I'm sure you have. Keep him off the Guinness. Keep him away from the live music bars. Don't let him hold a guitar.
Oh, don't let him anywhere near a guitar, especially if the Guinness has come first. Tedious.
It's going to be a fantastic week, Paul. Genuinely, we're looking forward to Saturday night so much. It's going to be a
I'm
wonderful gig.
To.
Have yourself a safe flight. We'll see you at the venue on Saturday evening. And
fantastic.
You're going to enjoy this trip to Tenerife. Let me just tell you one thing. Tenerife may have changed since you were last here, but the whales and dolphins haven't.
It has changed since I was last here. It's got the Euro now.
That's how far back we go. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to drink Skol and stuff these days, although if you want to, we'll find it for you.
I'm expecting to have a jug of Double Diamond. Have it waiting for me.
Double Diamond. Stay classy. Would you like a Castella King as well? Paul, safe flight. We'll see you Saturday night.
Hey, my pleasure.
Thanks, buddy. Paul B. Edwards live with Incognito at the Tenerife Comedy Club on Saturday evening. If you've got your tickets, great. If you haven't, what are you waiting for? Give us a call, 669-622-622. You can even give us a call here at Waste FM, 902-232-102. So make sure you get your tickets for Saturday.